Countless films have featured couples who, upon first meeting, are like water and oil. In other words, for one reason or another, they simply do not like each other. But as the story develops, they bond, and at the finale, wedding bells are ringing. This is the storyline found in celluloid romances from decades ago, and this remains the formula today. Or perhaps the film may feature a romance that is ill-fated. Two people appear to be ideally matched, but outside events keep them apart, and their stories occasionally end in tragedy. You can take this all the way back to Romeo and Juliet, and the various screen versions of the Shakespeare masterpiece that have been produced across the decades. The most recent, by the way, is arguably the worst ever Romeo and Juliet. It was released last fall, and it is a crass, in-your-face version that appears to be made primarily to attract young teenage girls. What might be said for this Romeo and Juliet is that it is good-looking, and the title characters are played by actors who are age-appropriate. But all the characters come off as being collectively shallow, and there is no shading in the storyline. It's almost as if this Romeo and Juliet is pandering to its intended audience. Its makers seem to be saying, it's too much to challenge young people, to require them to absorb Shakespeare. So let's just give them whatever they want, whatever it is that they will willingly buy, and quality be damned. With this in mind, it is easy to imagine that during the film's casting, it might have been suggested that Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus be hired to play the title characters. And who would have guessed that the screenplay for this Romeo and Juliet was penned by Julian Fellowes of Downton Abbey fame? Now, at the other end of the romantic spectrum is a film that features characters who might be labeled a middle-aged Romeo and Juliet. They met, fell in love, and did not face familial pressure. Instead, they married and have enjoyed 3 decades worth of bliss. But what will happen when the inevitable comes? What will happen when one of them suddenly dies? How will the surviving partner go on living? Such is the situation faced by one of the characters in the newly released The Face of Love. Nikki, who is played by Annette Bening, has lived a wonderful life with her soulmate, but he drowns while vacationing in Mexico. 5 years pass, and Nikki still mourns her loss. But then she accidentally spies a man who is his exact double. Will she approach him? How will he respond to her? Will this result in a second chance for romance? Cinematically speaking, The Face of Love has its pluses and flaws. On the positive side, it is heartfelt and absorbing, and both Bening and Ed Harris, who plays the look-alike characters, are pleasures to watch. At the same time, however, the plot dynamics are sorely lacking in subtlety, and, given all that Nikki experiences during the course of the story, the finale simply is not credible. But beyond the specifics of its storyline, The Face of Love examines one of the harshest realities of life. Even if you are fortunate enough to be blessed with a loving, stress-free, long-term relationship, well, that relationship will not be endless. And this is one of the harshest, saddest facts of life.